This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
We have won millions. That's where we are in this conversation. We are milli, trilli, I'm a millionaire. You know when you go crazy, when money hits your account and you're like, yo, I can just walk better. I'm even thinner. How am I thinner? How am I better? How am I prettier? Because I have more money. And that's what happens on a very large scale if you are the winner or the recipient of a massive, massive lump sum. We're talking today of how not to blow any of your unexpected millions. Now, these millions can appear overnight from a win. Okay, maybe you suddenly win the lottery. Perhaps you receive a sudden windfall inheritance. Maybe you strike gold in the stock market. I mean, anything can happen. This is life. Sudden wealth can be both a blessing and a curse if not managed wisely. An exhilarating feeling may rush through your body, contemplating all of the endless possibilities that come with a substantial sum of money. But of course, it's crucial to calm down and to approach this windfall with caution, foresight, and sound advice. And for caution, foresight, and sound advice, we have certified financial planner Gerald Mwandiambira, who's on the line with us. I mean, am I right, Gerald? When that big money hits your bank account, you feel taller. You feel you can tap dance. Suddenly, your hair feels better. What is it about money that makes us feel this way? Hello, Gerald.
Good afternoon, Pavi, and good afternoon to all your listeners. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Mm. Your complexion is just better.
Listen,
you smell nicer. you even when you eat food, you don't overeat anymore.
Yeah.
Because you just feel like you're there.
And you're there.
And money is like the ultimate end of it. It makes you really feel powerful.
Mm.
And that is the biggest problem, because you said that when you get that windfall, go for sound advice from Gerald.
Mm.
The last thing you want is to get advice, because you're feeling powerful. You're feeling almighty almost. So, yeah, that's the biggest problem. Most people who get windfalls, the last thing they want is advice from someone whose money is not. And the best thing you can do when you get your windfall is actually to do what they say, take a cooling off period. So,
okay.
Pavi, I understand you've got 100 million. I'll say, Pabi, how about you take 3 million rand and try and spend it for the next month?
Mm.
And the other 97, let's talk when you're back. Because unfortunately, you cannot prevent the human behavior aspect of I want to and I need to spend immediately. These shoes have been calling my name ever since I laid eyes on this, on them, you know? You can't help but, you know, I need to go to church in that car, and I need to visit that friend who
yes.
told me that I would never, never be there.
Hmm.
So you let people be people, but take a cooling off period. And after the cooling off period, we start getting to the nitty gritty of the business of how you can make that windfall last so that you don't appear on the popular TV show where people blow serious amounts of money.
I like what you say, because we've got to scratch that itch or satiate that desire. We do have to. So you're saying you've got your 100 million that you've got. Take 3 of it and go nuts. It's fine. You'll come back later.
Yes, I think it's important, because that experience of also seeing how quickly you can blow it will also sober you up pretty quickly.
Yes.
Because you don't know. When I say take it, 3 million out of 100, you're going to say, I'll never finish 3 million. And then when you come in 2 weeks' time and it's finished, you suddenly realize how vulnerable you are.
Mm.
When you get a windfall, immediately you feel like a medieval king or queen.
Mm.
You've got courtiers.
Yes.
You've got people who want to pour your water, pour your drinks, you know, and instant friends. And it's just the reality of money. I mean, funny we're having this conversation today,
mm-hmm.
but I met a gentleman who has come into a windfall and he spent 200,000 on a weekend And he can't explain where it went, but he took 8 friends on flights, Cape Town, showed them that he is the man, but he's now 200,000 rand poorer.
Absolutely. And I think that having those dreams, desires, etc., and then having the cash, I think it's so smart to have that instructive blowing money, because you learn a lot once you've blown some of it. That feeling never goes away, right? So let's talk about, go ahead about that feeling.
Remember, money psychology. Yeah. Right? The psychology of money. Probably when you receive money, you want to exorcise every money ghost you've encountered.
Oh, that's real stuff.
You will remember that restaurant where you wanted to go and you couldn't. You will remember that outfit. You know, if necessary, you will go and get your hair implants done. Or if you're a lady, you go and install your 42-inch hair and walk around and show them, I have arrived. I mean, you're a shoe person. I think I've seen on your Instagram, you love your shoes. So you'll do justice to the shoes first.
I mean, listen, I'm in a different genre of life now. Now I just think about school fees and uniform for next year. That's all I actually think about every single day. But absolutely, you know, if you have that relief and respite from the fact that we think of uniform and that we're quite responsible people, the next level is going to be the level of that really grandiose stuff. So let's talk about, and I think we have covered it, common pitfalls associated with sudden wealth.
Well, the first thing is you need to understand your sudden wealth, does it also attract the South African Revenue Service?
Hala.
So is there income implications? Because if your sudden windfall is deemed as income in your hands, and the financial planning word is deemed, if they deem that it's income in your hands, then you're liable to pay income tax on it. Certain windfalls are not deemed to be income in your hands. They are deemed to be capital in your hands. Now, when it's deemed as capital, it's like a lottery winning. It's not the same treatment. It's like you don't pay tax on capital. So you need to first establish where the source is coming from. If it's deemed as income in your hands, please, please, please put 30% aside. SARS will be visiting you.
Oof. And that's something that once you get to your zero balance, SARS will still be there.
Definitely. So important to know if the money attracts tax, the rule number one. Rule number two, sometimes when you receive these windfalls, they come in as a lump sum, or sometimes they come in as what they call annuity payments. Establish which one it is. An annuity payment is a monthly or regular payment of money until it reaches the amount you're supposed to receive, whereas a lump sum is all of it at one go. So sometimes they'll tell you, probably you've got a lump a windfall of 5 million rand, but if it's coming through as an annuity, it's not 5 million in one go, it'll come through as regular payments.
Okay, is there a benefit to that versus a lump sum?
Look, I think annuity payments are a lot easier to manage and better for your lifestyle, because you get to grow into your money, you know, so you get that opportunity to understand how much you actually more you have, and you know the limitations. The thing about getting a really large windfall is you always overestimate how much you have and how long it will last.
Okay, we're talking about what do you do when you get your unexpected millions. We're in one part manifesting, in another part we're just thinking about, you know, these TV shows that we see and these massive amounts of money that come through from road accident fund, from lottery wins, from inheritance, and how to absolutely make sure that you don't blow it all. Give me a call on 0861-987-000. If you have been the winner of a million, even like 500,000, 250,000, like just unexpected money. Tell me about that experience. You can be anonymous. It's fine. We don't have a vocoder, so we can't block your voice, but we can let you be anonymous.
And tell us about that experience, whether it was a positive experience and you're still kind of floated as a result of winning that income, or if you lost it all, if you blew it all, and how you did it and what you wish you could do differently. I'd love to hear from you on 0861-987-000. So years ago, Gerald, I hosted a show where you could win a 10,000 rand prize. It was a 10,000 rand jackpot, right? And so one of my varsity friends, it just was a coincidence that she phoned in and she won. And so years later, I was like, hey, what did you do with that 10,000 rand? Like, you know, did you buy a car? Like, what did you do? And she was like, girl, you know that thing that as black people we do over your mouth?
Yeah.
Ate it, finished. Gone, nothing to show for it. And I think that it's that hype and excitement. It's a very natural thing. So we shouldn't shame ourselves for even wanting to do that. So if we're thinking now about getting caution, foresight, and sound advice, how important is it to establish a comprehensive financial plan? Talk to me about what other elements we should include.
Look, I think when you are really wanting to apply wisdom to your windfall, you want it to last. And I think the magic words you mentioned are show for it. You want to have something to show for it. Yeah. So I would say definitely buy assets like immovable assets. You know, property is an immovable asset. If you didn't have a home, make sure you get yourself a home. And the next level is creating an income asset. So basically something that will generate passive income to make sure that you don't end up exactly where you started again.
Mm.
So if we're now going to talk property, it's now like saying, Pabi, buy a block of flats. There's 20 flats there. You're going to have 20 tenants, and the income will be enough to manage your lifestyle. Because remember, once you've received your windfall, your average lifestyle cost month to month, God forbid, should actually go down because you've paid off your house. You've
right.
paid off your car.
Yes,
so
yes.
You shouldn't need as much to survive as someone who's paying off all those things. So sound advice is immediately gather some assets and generate some passive income. Also, when you've got a professional financial planner, ask them to protect you from yourself. Mm. One of the hardest aspects of my job is protecting you from you. I am the guy who says, no, Pabi, I am not going to let you do this because I am protecting your interests. So if you do find somebody to advise you, don't go and get a yes man. Get somebody who can actually protect you from you, where in 5 years' time, say, thank you. I would have done that thing had you not given me a bit of a warning. So that's important. Another thing I do is there are other people who need protection from themselves and that they're too afraid to spend the money. So as much as it's easy for us to look at people who've blown it, there are those who are so stingy that 10 million has not been touched because they are so afraid of losing it.
Yeah,
it's because, again, of the psychological element that money bears on all of us, that for some of us, we've got scars of poverty. And even if I get a windfall, I will still wear the same.
Oh, Gerald.
If I can afford a new pair, I won't.
Yeah. Yeah, the line is cutting in and out, so I don't know if you're moving or you have moved, and we know the way that the weather affects
okay,
the phone
I'm
lines.
Still, yeah,
but absolutely, so the windfall comes in, you've been in debt, you've had problems, you haven't bought a new bra in 14 years, and you leave the money and still live small, Gerald. That's also a problem, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
I think it's a problem. I don't know, some people don't, but I think it's a problem. I think if you've read... about, what's his name, the guy who owns Berkshire Hathaway, the richest, one of the richest men in the world,
yeah.
Warren Buffett. He still rides his bicycle to work, and he's been, like, living in the same house since 1952 or 1960, whatever. Nah. You know, do something. I guess different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say, you know, if you do have that windfall, also remember that if anything should happen to you, it's not coming with you where you're going. So live life. And the beauty about money is that money is an enabler. And that's all it is. It's a tool. It enables you to be a blessing to others. It enables you to find a new level of life.
Mm.
So if you are blessed, just do it with wisdom. But when you are reckless, you will also have great stories to tell. But no money to show.
That is so painful. I was so rich. That's terrible. But yeah, absolutely. Choose your issues. Choose. Now let's talk a little bit. And I know this is not necessarily financial planning, or maybe it is, Gerald, right? It may also just be life coaching. The people you choose to have around you. For 10 points, discuss.
Well, definitely. I mean, as I said at the beginning, friends are many when money is plenty.
Yes.
And be prepared. There's always a hanger on. And unfortunately, you know, it comes with maturity. It's very difficult to then understand why certain people should not be in your life until it's too late.
Mm.
But do try and surround yourself with the same people who saw you the same way you were before you were wealthy or before you were rich. Because there is a difference between wealth and riches.
Sure.
Riches are for one lifetime. Wealth is generational.
Yeah.
So before you were rich, you know, try and surround yourself with the same people. And as I said, grow into your lifestyle. Grow into your money.
Mm.
Don't allow the money to make you become something you can't understand. Where people are saying, Pabi was the nicest person before she had all this money. Now she doesn't greet. She doesn't say thank you. And, you know, she surrounded herself with yes people.
Mm.
Because there are yes people who will gladly say yes for any of the crumbs before your table.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I mean, I've seen that a lot. It happens a lot in our business. Doesn't it also go with knowing who you are? And I suppose that's a tough place to be because you never know when this kind of windfall may come.
Well, I think so. And I think you knowing who you are, I think that's important. Part of our role as professional financial planners is to counsel you. And obviously, I'm not a registered psychologist, but I can refer you to go sit down with someone to ask you some questions about yourself.
Yes.
Because, you know, so many of us are busy earning a living. We're so busy making ends meet, we actually don't even know who we are. You know, the person you are is a person that's just been designed to survive. And suddenly when you have time on your hands, because what money gives you is time.
That's it.
You have to discover what your real purpose is and what your real loves are in life. Some of us don't know what we love because we're too busy working.
0861-987-000. That's the number that you can dial in to talk to us a little bit about your experience of, you know, finding unexpected windfalls, whatever the amount is and what you were able to do with it, or what story, as Gerald Mwandiambira says, you now tell. A hilarious story that's so in your heart, but it's a story nonetheless of how you possibly blew it. Or, in fact, how you took it to build a better life. 0861-987-000 or 0833-003-7093 for voice notes. It's 2:30. Let's find out what's happening in the latest Power Headlines.
Power Lunch with Pabi Manoy. Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Here we are on Power Lunch, taking your calls on 0861-987-000. Gerald Mwandiambira is our certified financial planner, and we're talking about what to do when that massive, unexpected money comes into your account and you've scratched the right scratch card, or you've put the correct numbers in the correct sequence and you are the lottery winner, or you have got your financial payout from wherever it comes from. How do you make sure that you don't blow it? 0861-987-000. So really, having a financial coach, Gerald, is important. I mean, you've talked about how it's all emotion in a lot of ways, right? And so thinking very clearly without emotion is important to do. Let's get some advice on taxes. What role do taxes play in managing unexpected millions?
Well, look, bottom line is, if the amount you receive is deemed as income in your hands, you will owe SARS money. So, you know, some inheritances, some life policies, when it comes into your hands, it's declared income or it's a provident fund lump sum. You need to understand that the total number you're looking at is not actually what's due to you. And the sooner you get the tax element out of your way, the more you can, the sooner you can start enjoying it. But it's like with anything. When you are arrested, you want to get a lawyer. When you fall sick, you want to go and see a doctor. Mm-hmm. When you, you know, when you have accounting problems, you see an accountant. And whenever you receive money, normalize having a conversation with a financial planning professional, mm-hmm. because we are the financial doctors. And the thing about money is, which makes it different, is that you earn your own money. You don't earn your health. You don't earn anything else which you need a specialist. So often the conflict in your mind is really around, I earned this money. Why should I actually have someone helping me? And here's a simple answer. The people who maintain money to become wealth, i.e. it's no longer richness, mm-hmm. which is a lifetime, employ and use the services of financial planning professionals and a whole host of professionals to keep it together. So I would definitely recommend, you know, understand that tax is huge and your tax liability can range from 23% to 45%. And you need to realize that you can avoid the tax also by buying the right kind of assets and actually prolonging the tax liability.
Sure.
But if you don't know how to do this,
yes. you can't do it.
You can't do it.
Let's speak to Kidase, who's on the line. Hi, Kidase.
Hi, Fabi. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. I just need to put up a little comment in terms of that. You know, when you suddenly got a lump sum of cash, what you need to do is to write down your needs, because every person has got the needs that you wish to have, that and that and that.
Yeah.
So it's the time that you put everything down and you put the quotation. Pay that. You know, the first thing will be the roof over your head.
Mm.
That's the importance. If you've got children, look at the educational side.
Mm.
Put money in there. And then after you've secured all those things, then you can blow it. You are safe.
Then you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. You can buy a nice car. Nice car is not a need, eh?
No, for sure.
The last thing that comes when you start now saying, I want to enjoy myself. Mm. But if you have a roof over your head, education things, health-wise, then, man, you are covered.
Why are you having a giggle at that, Gerald?
Look, I'm saying the other option, which we don't often consider, we announce our money. You don't have to. You know, part of the reason why you have problems is that you announce it. You tell the world, I have come into money. Mm. And hence, even from an African point of view, Ubuntu or Black Tax or the family, they're going to start calling on you.
Mm.
So again, by sitting down with a professional, I can help you not to announce it, but to just simply upgrade your lifestyle without them necessarily knowing that you have received a lump sum. Our problem is also we talk too much.
Mm.
Why tell the world that you've come into money? Because that's a problem in itself. And remember, we are all Africans. And we know when you say no to someone and they know you have the money, and they decide to consult, and the African chemistry starts working.
Oh, my gosh. Gerald.
It works, you know, Abby.
Hello.
Yes, we're with you. I'm just saying to clarify why Gerald was having the reaction he was having, Kidase. Because for me, if you're talking about you know, saving up for your kids, making sure that your home is good, making sure that you've got some four wheels to take you from point A to point B, then the rest you can play with. I mean, I don't think that that's unwise.
Yeah, and you know, if I can a little bit on the comment of the other speaker.
Of Gerald,
yeah. You know, hiding what you have is very difficult, because, you know, where we live, we live by threat, you know, and somebody wants to show you that, you know what, now this is me. That thing just comes suddenly.
Yo, but if I'm South Africa, oh, fola joang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I get him to tell me, and then, when you are right now, you also want to show that, no, you know what, I've passed the handle. Now this is me.
Okay.
So yeah. That's where the problem comes. It's not something that you can hide, you know. As I'm saying, you just need to secure yourself. Mm. Secure your needs. Mm. And then you can play. You can play.
Then you can play. Thank you, Gidasa. Yeah. Then you can play. Let's speak to Siaching, who's in Randburg. Hi, Siaching.
Hello, Pabi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I heard the gentleman talking about tax relating to the lotto payout. Previously, lotto payout, you didn't have to pay tax. But there has been a provision which has been put into our income tax, whereby lotto, when they pay you out, they have to pay you out having deducted 15%, which they remit to SARS.
Mm.
Yeah, but whatever is paid to you after they have deducted the 15%, it's yours.
Oh, I
it's
see.
Not taxable. It's only the income that you can earn after that, perhaps the interest on it, that is taxable. But now it's there is a withholding tax that Lotto has to withhold from the payout, and then they remit it to SARS, and then you don't have to pay tax anymore.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Yes.
So that implication will still happen, but what comes to you, you don't then have to do a further tax run. Thanks, Yaching. There we go, Gerald. It seems that SARS wasn't getting their money, and so they were like, let's put it in this way.
No, definitely. I think it's good that we're sharing knowledge.
Yeah.
So, yes, the fact is a lot of money, when you get it, is not taxed thereafter, but other lump sums can attract various forms of taxation, and it is something to consider. And for most people, when you receive the lump sum, you won't have a problem paying tax, because you're paying tax on money you never had anyway. So it's much more difficult when you have to pay the tax on money that's finished, and then it becomes a problem,
a very, very big problem. Okay. Gerald has been on radio with Bobby, and I like the sound of his voice. I'm sure he's a reputable financial advisor, right or wrong? How do we identify who not only is a reputable financial advisor, Gerald, but, you know, a reputable attorney or reputable accountant to help me manage my newfound wealth?
Look, I think, you know, when it comes to reputation, I think it's about references and doing your research on the people you're dealing with. And also, you know, connection as human beings is important. Mm. As much as that person may have the knowledge, you need to connect as people, and personalities do count. You know, there's some people who are very stoic, who are, you know, rules driven, and then there's some people who laugh a lot like me, and we joke and we have fun, but when it's time to do the decisions, we do business. So, you know, do your research. Do a beauty contest. And even if you get one person you have in mind, still always go for two or three other people. Have that conversation, because the person you get along with may not be the best for you.
Yes.
But you need to just have those boundaries. And professional boundaries are important, especially when it comes to money. And I'm not perfect. I'm a human being like everyone else. So, you know, I've made money mistakes more than many people would think. But I also have the knowledge to help someone. So you tend to find that a person who's very good at helping people can actually not necessarily be your role model, but be someone who can help you. The other thing I wanted to touch on is the confidentiality is important about not sharing your newfound wealth with everyone. And sometimes it's just too much to hide. But also, you can also do what I would call limited sharing.
Okay.
So probably you want 50 million. But you tell them that you only have 10. You understand?
Yeah.
You basically allow yourself to limit your exposure to what people know about you, because we are in a country where crime is there, and people can make you a target. So limit your exposure by also not revealing to everyone your newfound position in life.
Yeah.
And what also works for a lot of people is simply moving. I know. It doesn't sound the most natural thing to do, but sometimes almost starting afresh in a new environment will also release you from the bondages of the things that were holding you back wherever you are now. So sometimes it's about moving town, going to a different city and starting afresh.
Yes.
But most importantly, do try and establish some sort of passive income so that you can basically reach a point where I call it your poverty escape velocity.
Tell me now, more.
Okay. So I studied and I saw that when a rocket goes into space, it has to escape the force of gravity. So the force it uses to get off the ground must exceed the force exerted by gravity, pulling it back. It's the same thing with your money journey. There's an amount of money in your life and in your lifestyle, which if you started earning passively, for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, why right? You have no more problems. Now,
how do you calculate that? Let's get the formula. Show me the formula.
The formula starts by understanding your lifestyle. Mm. What are the things which make Pabi tick? You said your children's fees, where you stay, your car. You know, so we might come to a number like 80,000. You know, so maybe it's that. If Pabi can generate 80 to 100,000 rand without working, she'll never be poor again. And then we need to create assets which generate enough money to ensure that you always, no matter what, even in your worst month, have more than 80,000 rand. You understand? So it's little things like that. And that's how wealthy people survive. Wealthy people, ironically, don't live off their income. They live off passive income and money which they earned long time ago, not on the money they earned yesterday.
That is fantastic. I love that so much. And so if you are already the kind of person who has that mentality, when the windfall comes, you'll just kind of hopefully be able to put that hat on. And if you're able to spend the top amount, get that feeling out, and then come back and make these decisions, it'll be so much better. 0861-987-000. That's the number that you can dial. All right. So let's talk a little bit more. And you've touched on it by being quiet, not telling people too much. But how else can we safeguard against scammers, estranged family members seeking assistance, and opportunists trying to suck your money out from under you?
Keep busy, Pabi. Keep busy. Remember one of the things we said, we want to find yourself. So if you can find yourself hobbies or activities where you're giving back to society and you're being helpful and, you know, you're doing the right things, you suddenly are in an environment where you're also protected from the scammers and the scalers. If you're in the club every weekend, you're going to attract the wrong company. But if you're someone who really deeply was feeling that you were spiritual all along but never had time to hang around with spiritual people or contribute to your local community church, you can now suddenly be that person. So all those are some of the things which can protect you in terms of saying a change of lifestyle. Remember, the lifestyle you're living now is representing where you are now.
Yes.
When you have a windfall, you may decide, actually, I've always wanted to learn how to play golf. I've always wanted to travel the world. And you suddenly find yourself in different circles and different environments, and that can help you to protect your money. You know, they say birds of a feather flock together.
For sure.
So if you're someone who wants to keep your riches or wealth, find other rich people.
Okay.
Don't hang around the same people you've been hanging around.
Yes.
You need to cut some of them out. Make friends at a higher level who are going to welcome you and say, welcome to the club, Pabi.
Yeah.
You know, you finally realize that the fancy bag is not important. You know, let us show you how to keep the money. You know, so you need to do that, because as much as you said you want to remain humble, remaining in the same environment when your wealth no longer allows you to be in those kinds of spaces, you either pick problems or you end up in a situation where, you know, you're vulnerable and someone has taken advantage of you.
Absolutely. We're talking about saving it, making sure it looks after us in the future. We're talking about making sure that scammers don't scam. I mean, these are all very important aspects, right? But what is the most wise way to donate and give it away? Say you really do want to do that and make a difference in other people's lives. Is there a financially savvy way to give your money away?
Well, yes, there is. Donate to registered non-profit organizations. And here's the thing which people don't understand.
Yeah.
You give money and SARS gives you back money. Mm. You understand? It's almost hard to donate. You understand? Why are the biggest givers the wealthiest people in the world? Is because whenever they give, they get so many tax breaks, so many rebates. The money literally boomerangs straight back to them.
Yeah.
You have to give it away again. And understanding that as well is a principle of life, in that if you are a blessing to others, the universe will continue to bless you. The hand that opens up to let go opens up to receive.
Sure.
And when you are in that space where you have a windfall, find yourself non-profit organizations where suddenly, from a tax perspective, most of the money you're giving away comes right back to you. Mm. So you can give it away again.
Okay, so that's good. Find a registered non-profit organization. I think that's one of the first things I would do, Gerald. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that 100,000 million, listen carefully, 100 million, right? And 100 million, I think that I would go, there's a place down the road here in Hillbrow, and they look after babies who've been abandoned. Mm. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, if I could duplicate the work that they do in my home, I would just look after babies who've been abandoned all day, every day. But obviously, I've got to be here between 12 and 3. So I would...
Well, you won't need to be there anymore.
That's true. You see, I've still got my slavery hat on.
No, you won't need to be there anymore. You might call given and say, I'm buying Power FM.
And then I go and donate to the babies and make sure that they're set up. And so... In the way that my heart is being fulfilled, I finally can do that thing. But you're saying there's also wisdom in terms of financial planning to be able to get something back, because they're a registered organization.
Definitely. If you give to registered charities, in the Tax Administration Act, in the tax laws, there are provisions to ensure that your donations actually end up benefiting you, which is why you find that companies have CSI, corporate social investment. They don't do it because necessarily it's the best thing for them, which is the right thing, but sometimes they're doing it to comply and also to benefit from taxes.
Well, let's listen to George, who's in Soshanguve. Hello, George.
Hi, sister. Good
day, okay?
Oh, good day. I'm going to talk to you about the standards for the territory. Hire people and make a plan with that money. You must make a business. Without business, you lose.
You must plant your money. That's what George is saying. Without a business, exactly. You will lose. Absolutely, George. So now you know. What kind of business would you go into? The 100 million's there in your account. Cha-ching. Ah, he's lost connection. Yeah, he's lost connection. But there we go. What's your thoughts?
You can be what they call angel investor. So if you Google angel investor, there's so many websites. There's people who are wealthy. And what they do is become what they call angel investors. And what they do is simply plant money in many different good ideas.
Yeah.
Most of the good ideas don't work out, but a few of them really pop and blow up. And you can look at becoming that, where now suddenly you're a shareholder in companies which are huge. And I think there's a rapper, I think Nas. Yeah, rapper Nas. He's an angel investor and invested in a lot of small black businesses in the New York area. And he's now owning shares in many big businesses simply because he chose to give. You know, so being an angel investor is the best of both kind of vibe, in terms of I'm giving away, whilst at the same time there's a chance it can pay me back.
Yes.
So you win-win if you become an angel investor. So there are different ways of doing it. But I think, you know, when we give, we need to give even when we have little. The thing about it, Papi, don't start thinking, oh, I'm going to give when I've got money. Start giving now with the little you have.
Mm.
And then you'll see how it will actually influence and affect the favor and the blessings you receive now. And it doesn't matter which Abrahamic religion you're in. Are you a Jew? Are you a Muslim? Or are you a Christian? The fundamental thing of all religion is giving. And if you don't give, you're closing a door to wealth and riches, which you'll never understand because you've never started.
So, did we just transition into church, Gerald? That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. And honestly, if we believe that money is energy, of course, the energy with which you operate your money by giving, by helping, it really does flow back into your hands. Chumutzo, you're our last caller for the day. Hello, honey.
Yeah. Hi, love you. You would know Chumutzo won money because she would be at a New Edition show. I would watch the show in Las Vegas or wherever they go.
New Edition?
That's how old I am. And I'm Miss Candy Girl herself.
Are you going to buy a time machine as well, Chumutzo?
Nope. Even at this age, I would go there. There's 6 members. I'd watch a show for each of them.
Okay.
One show, I'm concentrating on one.
Yes.
Then the 7th one to see everybody together.
I love that for
then
you.
Then maybe an 8th one, they'll let me sing along, you know?
Yes.
You know how the people there in Limpopo who are always calling Anthony Hamilton? That would be me and New Edition. They would be here all the time.
So that's your business. You'd bring out your favorite artists, sell tickets.
No, that is my 10%, that initial 3 million.
Oh, that's what you're going to blow.
Then I go back to living the life I live. With other stuff I'm already doing. I would still do more of it.
Yeah,
but that one I would do solely for Chumutzo.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And her satisfaction. Oh, and finally would give me a permanent chair next to Bali.
Yes.
That would also happen. But otherwise,
Can't you can buy your way into this? I didn't know. Okay. Chumutzo, that's exciting for you. I love thinking of those things that you could possibly do with your big millions. I love it. New Edition,
I think it's important to have a bucket list, Pavi.
100%.
New Edition, Mary J. Blige, Anita Baker.
Yeah.
Who else would need to be in my
Sade.
Life?
Sade. I don't know when she's going to perform, but Sade.
Sade. SOS Band. I think Sade, I'll pay her to come live with me for a year. I'll send my wife away.
Now you're doing crime. You're stealing people. This is the problem.
We're earning money. We're paying them. And that's the funny thing, Pabi. When you've got money, you suddenly realize everyone has a price.
Yeah.
And that's the manipulative power of wealth and money.
Mm.
Everyone has a price. And that's where you need to be a bit responsible with your money. Because when you now know everyone has a price, you can actually take advantage of people or you can build people.
Sure.
And that's the reality I've learned also of working with supremely wealthy people, that they know that every single person has a price.
Mm-hmm.
As you listen to Power FM this afternoon, you have a price. As you listen to Power FM this afternoon, you have a poverty escape velocity.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you think you're not that person, you need to think twice.
That's a beautiful way to end off the show today. Gerald, how do we find you and get some of your foresight and sound advice?
Well, I think my website is not working at the moment online, but you can go at AskGeraldCFP, at AskGeraldCFP on social media, and then you can find me through that way.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for chatting to us. I think this was a very instructive conversation.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.